afternoon. The Toms River Little League takes on Ocean City Upper Township for the right to go to Bristol, Connecticut, at least for one team with a win today. Force another game for another team tomorrow. I'm Kevin Williams. Joining me is Ed Sarluca, Brad Buriscato here on site. Zach Collins back at our studios, and we're delighted to bring you this game from the Berkeley Township Little League. And it's the simplest situation here. If Toms River wins today, they are the state champions for the second time in 5 years and will head to Bristol, Connecticut sometime next week. If Ocean City pulls out a win, then these two teams come back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock here in Bayville in a winner-take-all game. But, Ed, for Toms River, the task is simple. Let's get it done today and get set for Bristol.
Yes, Kevin, very simple. And, you know, it's just exciting time for these kids, most of them 12 and a couple of 13-year-olds mixed in. It's an exciting time for them, their parents, and grandparents. Good crowd here in for this first of possibly two championship games, but they really would like to get it done today. That next step, you know, this is the... You know, there's one more step after this to Williamsport, and that's the bottom line.
Absolutely. The coaches and players will be introduced shortly. They're also getting set to go over some of the ground rules with the umpires. This basically an all South Jersey final. The New Jersey is divided into four sections, and you have Toms River, the Section 3 champ, facing Ocean City, who hails from Section 4, the North Jersey team's already eliminated Somerset Hills and Woodridge Munaki. They are out of what was a four-team tournament when play began Tuesday. Toms River's been a bit of a cardiac team, Ed, coming from behind in both their games thanks to the long ball. On Friday night, some real dramatics. Down 2-0 to this Ocean City team. Two outs, two strikes in the sixth inning. Down to the last strike, and they emerge with a 4-2 victory thanks to a pair of two-run homers, and in a case in which the pitching rule became a major factor because the Ocean City pitcher, who was cruising along, reached the maximum number of pitches. He had to come out. When they kind of went into the bullpen, it fell apart, and Toms River was able to pull that out in tremendous drama.
Yeah, I was following that game, unable to attend personally, but I was following it on the Internet and, you know, on the Twitters, and, you know, it was just a very important game because it allows the winning team a little leeway into tomorrow night.
Yeah, and, of course, Ocean City actually had to come back yesterday afternoon and play against Somerset Hills, a game they would win 10-7 in the what turned out to be the loser's bracket final. They're going to introduce the players here, so we'll keep it with us for a couple of minutes. We can go over what will be the starting lineups for today. They had a coin flip before. Ocean City won the flip. They will be the home team, so they'll take the field. Ocean City, so Toms River will get first up, and their leadoff batter is their second baseman, Vinny Rose, batting second, one of the heroes of the other night, and that is center fielder Jonathan Giordano. Hitting third is the catcher, Connor Sino. Batting cleanup, he's got a pair of home runs in this tournament, is Nick DeRose. Today's starting pitcher for Toms River is Christian Wood. He'll bat fifth. Phil Antonati, the pitching hero the other night, will play third base and bat sixth. Jason Kapp will play left field and bat seventh. Kylo Ronson will play first base and bat eighth. And then rounding out the Toms River starters this afternoon, number 25, Alex Civitello, he will play right field. For the kids from Ocean City, who've been traveling north on the parkway most of this week, which has worked out pretty well for them, they will lead off with their shortstop, Gannon Brady. Batting second will be the only 11-year-old in this game, Brock Mercado. The third batter is their starting pitcher today is Joe Gallagher. Hitting cleanup spot is the first baseman, Eric Greenling. Hitting fifth is the catcher, Brian Fury. Batting sixth is the right fielder, John Lloyd. In the seventh spot will be the left fielder, M.J. Ginn. Gavin Fox plays second and will bat eighth. And then rounding out the starters for Ocean City is their center fielder, and that is Luke Bowman.
You mentioned the starting pitcher, Christian Wood, for Toms River. Has not pitched in this week, this tournament. However, did pitch in a couple games prior to this to get Toms River to this point.
Right. Toms River's top two pitchers are Giordano and Antonotti. They both went complete games. Neither is available today. Giordano could go the distance tomorrow if necessary, so that puts them in good shape. Antonotti is done
for the tournament.
But they have other guys and other guys and a girl they could actually use today. Whereas Ocean City, they have used that. Remember, they played an extra game, so they have burned through some pretty good pitchings. They used five pitchers yesterday, and the situation with the starting pitcher today in Gallagher, he threw 19 pitches yesterday. If you throw under 20, you can come back the next day and go the full complement. So he's good for 85, the max 85 today.
Right. He also did pitch in their first game of tournament, three innings.
And
so
that was Wednesday night.
The pitching rules are a little bit strange in Little League, always thinking to protect the arms of these young guys.
Right. So so that is the situation. So I think it's fair to say that probably neither team is going with their ace today. But in tournament play, anything to do with tournaments, it's about how many arms do you have. You try and mix and match, and, you know, if necessary, you call on everyone who can throw the ball today.
And that could lead to some exciting balls over our head tonight, because we expect runs to be scored in this contest as they are deep into their pitching rotation.
We are broadcasting right on the other side of the center field fence, and we are in prime. We should have brought our glove territory. There have been several balls hit over where we are and onto the roof, and, of course, in the case of Jonathan Giordano Friday night, one they're still talking about, 323 feet. The fences here are 200. So you're talking about a ball that was 120 feet over the fence, landed on by the home plate of the Junior League field in what is behind us. And they actually measured. They took the tape measure out and measured it. And I was here yesterday for the losers bracket games, and that's all they were talking about. What we're going to do now is take a timeout for the playing of our national anthem, and we'll come back. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to the Little League Championships on the Shore Sports Network.